from KQED.
State lawmakers will hold a rare Sunday session this weekend to send a new state budget to Governor Jerry Brown before their constitutional deadline to do so. What's in the package? The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has the details.
Brown's most controversial proposal was taking $250 million from California's new cap and trade program and using it to fund high-speed rail. The governor will get that money. The project needs it because court orders have blocked the use of bond money on the rail line, and the state is required to begin matching federal startup funding this year. Republican Assemblyman Jeff Gorrell questioned the link between the train and the goal of 2006's landmark AB32. Fewer greenhouse gases.
In the bottom line, they provide very insignificant emission reductions and results that we're trying to meet with the underlying bill here of AB 32.
Democrats had made health and welfare spending a big priority this year and were determined to push back against Brown's frugal budget plan, which prioritized savings and debt repayment over restoring programs. Brown did make one major concession. He agreed to drop a plan capping the amount of hours the state will pay for people who provide in-home care to the disabled. But the governor stood firm in his opposition to increasing the payments the state makes to doctors who treat Medi-Cal patients. Democratic Senator Ricardo Lara called that a hard pill to swallow.
When we talk about compromise, compromise is give and take. I think this is more like a smackdown.
Lara and other Democrats are worried the lower rates, which went into effect this year, will keep doctors from treating Medi-Cal patients at a time when the state program is rapidly expanding under the Affordable Care Act. On item after item, Democrat Mark Leno and other Budget Conference Committee members begrudgingly approved minor increases or flatline spending for health and human services programs.
We're putting $3.2 billion into a rainy day fund. And we can't do these relatively minor reinvestments in the people of California.
Earlier this week, the committee approved a $70 million plan opening up pre-kindergarten slots for 11,000 low-income kids. It's a smaller program than Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg wanted.
You always begin with a big goal and an aspiration. And then you define success by whether or not you made significant, even large progress. And we did.
Despite all the spending increases, this budget is about the same size as the plan Brown proposed in May. Where'd the extra money come from? A lot of it came from slowing down debt payments. Steinberg's pre-kindergarten plan, for example, is partially funded by a move to pay off debts to school districts over 2 years instead of one. The budget is expected to pass easily on Sunday, just in time to meet the deadline for legislators to keep getting their paychecks. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.